Welcome to the Wake Up with Jamie podcast, where we interview people from all walks of life who have inspiring life stories to share with us and the rest of the world. Here's your host, Jamie.
Hey guys, it's Jamie here from the Wake Up with Jamie podcast. How are we all? Oh my God, I know it has been such a long time since I've been on this podcast. It's been probably a year or more since I've actually done a podcast, and I feel bad. So I'm sorry, guys, but I have a special guest with me today to make up for it. What have I been up to? Well, I've spent a good year in America, working on a yacht in West Palm Beach, Florida. And now I'm currently back over in Australia, as you can probably hear these birds in the background, continuing on with my helicopter training. So that's what I'm currently doing. It is a mission, don't get me wrong. My life is literally just study, work, study, work, work, study, study, study. But hopefully be done by the end of the year. Anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, I have a special guest sitting next to me. So I'll introduce you guys now. Nate, Chef Nate from Below Deck. How are you, mate?
Hello. Nice to be here.
How you going, mate?
For the invitation. Yeah, I'm going well. Going well. Sitting in your humble abode. Mm-hmm. Birds chirping, sitting yeah. by the lake. Sun's just about to go down.
Sun's just setting.
Beautiful.
Perfect time, isn't it?
Beautiful, yeah.
We're having a little sneaky beer. I had a I did Dry July for 4 weeks and actually another week, so 5 weeks. So
congratulations. Well
yeah,
done.
Man. This is my first beer with you, so cheers.
Cheers, bud.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, Nate decided to come up and visit me. Well, I think one of my first friends to come up and visit me up here in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is pretty nice. It's a place called, well, close enough to Bribie Island. Yeah. So it's on the coast. There's a lot of beaches, and across the water there, you've got Moreton Island, and you got 12 shipwrecks across there. You got sand dunes, and we'll definitely have to check that out one day.
Yeah, just the start of the Sunshine Coast too. There's so much to offer there, and yeah, you're just outside of Brisbane.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't too far for me to travel, though. That's like...
Not too far.
From the Goldie. I'm living at the Goldie now. So I was in Ellie Beach beforehand, but now I've moved down to the Gold Coast and got a lovely little apartment with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah.
A lot's changed in the last year.
It's all happening, mate.
Yeah.
It's all happening. Yeah. That's good, though.
Nah, yeah. Everything's pretty positive. And yeah, just... still working on the yachts.
Yep.
Working 2 months on, 2 months off rotation.
Mm-hmm.
On a lovely boat in the Pacific.
It's in the Pacific right now, is it?
It's in the Pacific, yeah. So I was in Costa Rica all last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, moved over to the Pacific. And
yep.
So it's a lot closer to home. Now
yeah.
It's only like a
quick flight.
3 or 4 hour flight to
much
work.
Better.
And yeah. None of this none of this 3 day jet lag
Europe. Yeah,
bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Straight to work, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's take the guests on a journey back in time to when you and I met.
Yes.
Yep. When did we meet, Nate?
We met on Below Deck, season one,
mm-hmm.
Down Under.
Yeah.
In Airlie Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Back in what was it?
2021.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Oh.
Yeah. It's literally, I'm pretty sure.
It's been a minute because it got released last year, right?
But yeah. It took a year or so to release or something.
Yeah. But from filming to then, yeah. And we've been good mates ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. We're roomies.
Yeah. We're roomies on the boat. And Jamie gave me some advice and told me what to do and what not to do when I got on board because I was actually sweating when I got on there. And well, with the situation that I came into, with the galley being a mess and then charter guests coming in 4 hours and provisions coming in 2 hours, it was just an absolute... Never walked on a boat like that and never had that experience before in my life. But yeah, it's good. Jamie was there to guide me along the way a little bit and tell me a few to-dos and not to-dos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was crazy though. It was a crazy experience, to be honest.
Ah, man. Well, you went through the whole season. I just did like 4 episodes or something like that. The tail end, and that was crazy enough for me. It was... It was a great experience. You learn a lot about yourself when you go on there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
as I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's discover who you truly are, I guess, and with the cameras in front of you, and there's a lot of pressure. your true characteristics come out, I guess.
Were you glad that you did it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I was very, very nervous before I went on there, but yeah, hindsight's. I mean, it was amazing. Yeah, it wouldn't have.
Looking back now, Nate, is there something or things that you would have done differently?
The show, or
yeah, like you watch yourself on the show, and obviously the show cuts out a lot, so you know what you see is not what you get because there's a lot of stuff that happened that you know you guys as the audience didn't get to see.
Yeah,
but you going on, you know, just say for the first time on TV, is there some things that you would have done differently on Below Deck Season 1? Down Under.
Well, I'm not. I tried to prep as much as stuff that I could in my head, and I mean, I'm not sure I could have done anything differently going into that situation.
Yeah,
I just had to put my head down and get stuck in. Basically, I didn't get much sleep for the whole time I was on board. Like between the couple nights going out, and then like we had two charters back to back. I think that was earlier in the show. I think you guys had a bit of a break in between, maybe one day or
I think it was like one day.
One day for and then
fixing the boat up.
Yeah, that's it. Maintenance. But they just went
straight into it.
Straight into it
for the last show.
Yeah. So I mean, I had a ball. I don't think I would have done anything different. Yeah. It was obviously very confronting and crazy experience, but I don't think I would have done anything different looking back. I also had I didn't have very much notice before I came on board. It was like 3 to 4 days, so I mean, hindsight, I probably would have went to the gym for 6 months before I went on there, but that's life, and that was the moment in time, so we just captured it, and I think it was entertaining, I hope.
I mean, I look back now, I don't think they gave me much time. I think it was literally like less than 2 months before saying, you're on, you're on.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah. I don't think it was much time, to be honest. I remember freaking out a bit. I was like, fuck.
What was the process like for you? Like, was it from like start to when you're on the show? Like, is it 6 months? Or is it like...
Oh, mate, like when they hit me up again, because they've hit me up a few times in the past, but from the hit me up for Below Deck Down Under, it was like the process was probably about 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's like casting agents, isn't there?
Yeah, well, they already had my details, so, you know, you had to do, you know, you would have had to have done it too, like the psychologist checks and the background checks and all that sort of stuff, so... You know, all that sort of shit takes a lot of time.
And all of that within 3 to 4 days. Yeah. Lots of paperwork.
Yeah, paperwork. Oh, my God.
Tests and, you know.
Medicals and all that sort of stuff. Sorry about the birds out here, guys. Some birds just flying around. We're backed up on a lake as we speak, and the birds just love the habitat out there.
Pristine.
But, all right, so, you know, Below Deck's done and dusted, and, you know, moving forward, you've jumped back on a boat straight after, or did you have a break, or what did you do after that?
I was living in Airlie and just picked up a few temp jobs here and there down in Brisbane and Gold Coast, which were, I think we caught up straight after the show.
We did. You came down to
Burley Pavilion.
That was such a big night. Straight pirates down there. Good time, though.
So just kind of floated around until the end of the year, picking up freelance work, and then, got offered a really good position, and the boat was in Mexico at that time. And, I was looking forward to maybe doing season two down under.
Yeah.
I got in touch with the producers straight away as soon as I got this position, and I knew that they were filming a few months after, so I just kind of just told them straight up, no, I really want this job. It's a very good job and very secure, and all had all the benefits and everything, and goes to all the amazing places in the world. So I didn't really want to give that up, but that's the kind of, I've had a bit of attention on social media about, why aren't you on season two? So that's kind that's kind of the reason why. I just, I had something very secure to go to. So got onto that, and I've been working with them, ever since, for nearly, it'd be over 18 months now. Having a ball. We go to the best places in the world and just chase surf and
what size boat is it? And,
it's a 55-meter boat.
Okay, so you're a solo chef?
Solo chef with, so we've got 16 crew and up to 12 guests, so 28 people, breakfast, lunch and dinner cooking for
it's
so
a lot. It's definitely a lot.
That's why it's 2 months on, 2 months off, but when I get home, I definitely need to sleep for about a week.
100% And then catch up on that sleep debt.
That's it, mate. Loving that right now, and like as I said, got the apartment, got a lovely girl in my life right now, new car, and just moving forward. I'm
what's your plans?
Well, it's great that I have the 2 months off, because as part of the reason why I moved down to the Gold Coast was to kind of have a crack at the acting career. So it's taken a little bit to, I've done like a few extra roles, like movie called Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julie Roberts.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was that after Below Deck?
Yes, it was. Oh, yeah? Nice. That was up in Hamilton Island. So that was pretty cool. Very cool scene.
Yeah, like, nice.
Got to hang out with those two.
Yeah.
And then did another 6-part series based up in Proserpine called Black Snow. It had Travis Fimmel was the lead guy out of Vikings, Ragnar.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was cool.
What did you do on that one?
I actually dressed up as a copper.
Oh, did you? Yeah, right.
Everyone knows that Jamie was a copper.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck me. I'm sick of hearing it.
I was a constable, but like, constable, I was just like in the background. I was just an extra.
Fucking hell. Mate, I was a cop. You know, I left the police nearly 15 years ago. That was such a different chapter of my life. Definitely not a cop anymore.
Yeah.
Like that.
Long time. Yeah, but you've wore a lot of hats, haven't you? In your time.
Yeah, still, yeah, still many to come.
Yeah, well, it's life's not for
that's life.
It's,
you know,
it's not for. I believe it's just for like doing one job in your life. You should bounce around and try as many things as you can.
That's exactly right. If you're creative, if you want to achieve something, you've got a goal and something that you've wanted to do since you were younger.
Yeah,
like, you know, 100%. Like, get out there and do it. You know, just recently, this course that I'm doing. So I'm doing my, just so everyone else knows, commercial pilot's license for helicopter. So that
Jamie has, sorry to interrupt you, Jamie has been working flat stick on this course for the last, what has it been, 5 months now?
Since I got back, and
this is the second half of it. So he's already worked his butt off for the first, and then now he's been, I've been down in the Gold Coast area, and he's only an hour and a half away, and I've only seen him like twice because he's always working his ass off.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, it's a big course, you know. It's a lot going on, and basically, you know, you've got a lot of exams, and they're extremely difficult, these exams. And there's a lot of theory, and then you know, there's obviously practical where we learn how to fly the machine, and we've got to get 105 hours up before we can actually get the license. I've only got like 10 hours up at the moment.
Yeah.
So when you're studying for these exams, like different subjects, study, like hours on end, and you go and sit the exam, like they check your arms, they check inside your water bottle to see if you've got any cheat notes. They, you know, you can't go to the toilet for like an hour and a half. Like, it's ridiculous. Mm. And, you know, when you put all that effort in to studying, and then you go and sit the exam and you fail, and then you fail again, and then you fail again. They're not the same exam. They're different exams every time.
Okay.
So you can keep going until you pass, but they're different ones generated each time.
Yeah, okay. All
so right. I recently failed.
There's no shortcuts on this
one. No, there's definitely. I wish there was a shortcut. I wish it was fast forward. There's absolutely not.
Yeah.
So when
do you really want your helicopter pilot to have a shortcut?
Yeah, exactly. And that's true. You know, but when I failed my most recent one, I was so devastated, you know. Yeah. I was actually questioning myself. They brought me down. Brought me down to the ground. And it was just like, you know what? I was telling my mum, I was on the phone with my mum, and I was so upset, and I was like pissed off, upset. Yeah. And I was like, Mum, I'm sorry, Mum, but I'm out of here. I'm buying a ticket to America, and I'm going back to the yachts tomorrow. I'll come back down and say goodbye, and I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you know, it's your choice. Like, she wasn't saying no, she wasn't saying yes. But, Matt, long story short, I literally took me, 3 days of sauntering by myself, self-talk.
Yeah.
Look at myself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. No one else around. No alcohol, because I wasn't drinking that month, which was good. Trust me, I wanted to smash about, 12 beers, but I did not. And it brought me down to a level where I had to really write things down and figure out, why am I doing this in the first place?
Yeah.
It took me all the way back in the memory to when I was a child, not in the Navy cadets wanting to fly off boats, but when I was a child, when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I was jumping off a letterbox with these leaves in each hand, and they were like frangipani leaves, like those big leaves.
Right, beautiful white ones.
That's right, yeah. But all the big leaves that attached to it. They float, right? But I was like,
so you're trying to be a helicopter.
I was jumping off there, spinning, exactly, thinking that I could fly jumping off that letterbox.
Didn't spin hard enough,
Jamie. That's right. I honestly thought that I could fly. Obviously, what came up must come down, unless you're a rocket going into outer space.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I've always wanted to learn how to fly. Throughout school, I wanted to go to, the Air Force or whatever, but I was never, as they would say, you're not smart enough, Jamie, because you're not studying these things at high school. So all these things that just pushed me back, it was just like, you know what? I am going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to achieve it, regardless of the setbacks, regardless of the fails, because I'm not the only one that's failing. Lots of people that fail.
Yeah.
They fail, and then eventually they'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
And, the way I see it is, if you're failing these exams, it doesn't matter what it is, but if you're failing these exams, it just means that you're going to be better off in the end.
Yeah.
Because you've got to go back and you've got to learn more. You've got to learn more information.
You only truly fail if you give up.
That's it. You only fail when you give up.
Yeah.
So
you're just learning a bunch of different other lessons when you fail.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll give you another exam.
Exactly.
Maybe some more stuff to fail, but more stuff to learn.
Yeah, that's it. It's how you look at it as well. So eventually, after a few days, it brought me around. I made a plan, and this was the goal.
When was this? This was
like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'd say 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay.
I was not happy.
Yeah,
I was just like, I was ready to go.
Right? Yeah, okay.
And I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know, I wanted to go and catch up with one of my mentors. He wasn't available in the Gold Coast. It was just like, my mom was like, who can you talk to? I'm like, oh, no one's available. So it was just me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
And, that was it. Just a whole bunch of planning and getting through that downside. It brought me down. It's like someone threw you on the ground and just stabbed a sword straight through your heart.
Yeah.
It hurts your soul when that shit happens. But you have to pick yourself up and you have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just with anything in life. If I was to give up, mm-hmm. and not do, fail, I'm locked out for 3 months or whatever.
Yeah.
I can go and do other exams and other subjects and whatever.
Yeah.
But if I was to just go, no, you know what? Fuck it, I'm done. And leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to look back at that 100%.
Yeah.
And I will regret
on your deathbed.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And not only will I regret it, it will haunt me. Because at the end of the day, I am doing this to make the little boy that was jumping off that letterbox when I was 4 or 5 years old proud.
Yeah.
Doing it to say to that little boy that we did it. We did it. we achieved that goal, regardless of all the people saying, you know, you're not smart enough, no, you didn't do those things.
The naysayers.
That's right. You did it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. That's the real why. So it took that, that took me back.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, you can relate to it in certain things in your life that may have happened where you've had to dig really deep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's been definitely low points in my life, but it's, yeah, it's been, I guess, I don't know, after, there's been low points where I've worked a lot of freelance jobs before. I've been yachting for like 12 years or something like that. So, when you're with finance, that really aligns with my mental health. So, you know, if I'm working freelance, which I have a few times, like for a year, like straight, or 2 years, and then I don't get a job for a few months, and then I'm like, where am I going to live? And that's like, what am I doing? And then all these questions start popping up from the surf, and it's like, fuck, man, pull it together. Like, you gotta really have a look at yourself, and then it's a blessing. It really is a blessing afterwards, which I'm sure you would have found out, because it stops your busy life and you are forced to look at yourself properly and deeply and go, what am I actually really doing here?
No, 100%. You know, like, I'm up here, like,
and what can I do to improve it?
That's right. Like, I'm up here isolated. Like, there's no bars, clubs, restaurants. There's nothing around.
Yeah.
But on the flip side,
I mean, where is the closest pub?
It's a while away. With a vibe, Brisbane, an hour away. But at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing, because I don't need the distractions. Don't need the distractions.
Oh, this is perfect. That's for what you're doing right now.
Exactly. Like, definitely. I've got a sauna, I've got a cold pool, I've got my room, I've got my study room, I've got a fire pit. You know, I didn't drink for 4 or 5 weeks.
You did Dry July, right?
Dry July.
Well, Yep.
I didn't need to drink at all, so...
Oh, I think we mentioned that before.
And, you know, I actually enjoyed not drinking. Like, dude, like it's been 5 weeks since I had a drink, and this is my first drink today. And I'm just like, I lost weight for straight away, had way better sleeps, slept much longer, slept much earlier.
How long did it take for, like, because I have trouble sleeping sometimes, and I just have, like, natural, like, melatonin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But how long did it take for you to start sleeping better? Because sometimes it's like a week or 2 weeks, but I've heard with different people.
Yeah.
It's like just... Yeah, I don't know.
It depends. So for starters, I'm a sleep bug.
Yeah.
I'll sleep right now. I could lay on that couch right now and go to bed.
A podcast, yeah.
Yeah, I could literally just go to sleep. So that's I know a lot of people can't do that, but I can literally just go to bed. It's 5:45 PM. I could go to bed right now.
Yeah.
Like, get in my PJs and I could peace out. See you later.
Do you have PJs?
What are you sleeping?
We're in Queensland, man.
Well, I mean, when I say PJs, I mean like boxers and a singlet.
Okay.
I mean clothes, bedtime clothes.
Undies, just undies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, sliding off the track. But yeah, so you know, so I can sleep. So don't use me as an example.
Yeah. It's weird though. I can sleep on public transport. On trains, buses.
There must be the vibrations.
Yeah, I think so. And then when I
get a haircut, I'm asleep.
Buzz cut.
I'm gone. They've actually had to wake me up. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, so one thing, when I used to do night shift, and that wasn't just in, you know, previous jobs, it, you know, well, it was actually, it was only previous jobs, yachting, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Melatonin was, you know, the natural melatonin tablets that you can take were good, but they also not good, because you can get not addicted to them, but they,
you can rely on them. I felt it after a while, exactly, like after I stop, because your brain naturally produces melatonin, and then I don't know, if you give it an influx of external melatonin to your brain, then it stops producing it, and then you go to sleep without the tablets, and then
it's okay every now and then, especially if you're coming off night shift and you really need to, you know, go back to sleep normal hours.
Yeah.
But don't take too many. But then moving forward, try to make your room, what I've done is try to make my room more of a like a sleep sanctuary. So when I'm laying in bed, like I've had a shower, I've brushed my teeth.
Warm showers always 100%. It's a sign to your body, isn't it? Like, okay, we're ready for bed now.
100%. Well, that can also wake me up, but I'm a sleeper. But anyway, so you know, you can lay in your bed. You know, you might be checking your phone, but you want to not use your phone for like an hour before you go to sleep.
That's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah. Light some candles, like literally turn off the lights, because the candles, for some reason, moonlight and candles aren't going to affect your like melatonin, your sleep.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's not
it's insane. There was a word for it. I can't think of that word right now. But so candlelight,
sleepy time.
There's certain plants that you can put in your room.
Yeah,
that help you sleep. So your room is like
lavender.
What's that?
Lavender.
Yeah, if you have a bath with lavender oil and you know all that relaxation stuff. In there. This is information you need to take of your own advice, mate, because you're the one struggling with sleep.
I know all the information. It's putting into play, I guess.
That's it. Yeah. And the sooner you do it, the sooner you'll start to be able to sleep. Now without alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, without alcohol for me, I was doing everything as per normal.
Yeah.
I would take a bath every, maybe, like, obviously I'd shower every day, but I'd have a proper hot bath with like salts.
Epsom salts.
Yeah. And that would definitely increase my sleep. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Put a bit of magnesium in that.
I put lavender oil. I've made essential oils.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
I know. I got a spa bath at home.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So
I get that one pumping with the lavender.
Yeah, for sure. So that all helps increase sleep. Now, without alcohol, I just found myself being able to sleep even more. So I already sleep a lot. Yeah. So I could even sleep even more. Like, so I could go to bed at like 8:30 p.m. and like be sleeping. I could sleep till literally like 7, 8 p.m. 8 a.m., sorry. Like 12 hours. If I really want, I've got to set alarms. Otherwise, I'm sleeping forever.
I find it hard to get to sleep, but once I'm asleep, I need alarms too. Like, I'm one of those people that sets an alarm at 7:02 a.m., 7:04 a.m., 7:06 a.m., 7:10, 7:12. Like, I'd set like 20 alarms because, like...
I'll tell you one thing, though, and you should definitely get one of these. You probably already have one, but one thing that has increased my sleep by, like, so much more is a Manta sleep mask.
I've got it, man.
Oh, which one do you have?
I've got it. I've got two of them. I've got the full face one where it covers your eyes, and then I've got the other one where it's just like on top of your head. And I've used them for like a year.
I knew you would have had one.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I put my sleep meditation on at night, and then you can just...
They're so good. Like, I just got the new silk one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
That's so good. Yeah. Anyway, it's enough about sleep.
People
are asleep. Listen to this. Good night. Farewell. Snoring away. Like these fucking guys. Anyway, we're going to have to wrap up soon anyway. It's almost 30 minutes. So,
do you normally do like quick bites on this? Like, oh, well, it's 30 minutes. That's a fair slog, I guess.
30 minutes is good, you know. Yeah. An hour is also good if we've got the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, it depends on the story, but you know, we're pretty much wrapping it up anyway. One thing I do want to ask you though before we sort of head out is what's your plans moving forward from now? What's your next plan? What's your plans over the next 2 years?
2 years. Purchase more property in the Gold Coast, and I mean, definitely, kids is on the horizon.
Children,
I feel, at this point in my life.
How many children do you want?
I was happy with just one, but maybe two. Getting persuaded.
Yeah.
So that's all coming soon, and I mean, I don't know if I'll... Maybe I'll be yachting for another year. another year or two, I don't know. But if family comes along, might want to be at home a lot more, but we'll see. How we go. But definitely want to, while I'm doing rotational, I definitely want to give the acting scene a good crack. And I've got an agent now, and just on showreels, got headshots in the mix. And I know it's a tough industry to break into.
Yeah.
Tough industry to break into. But, I've got a real passion for it, and lights me on fire when I do it. And just sitting there in a room and reading lines with someone and getting into character really excites me. So I feel very passionate about that for the future. I want that to happen. So even if it's just like, you know, moving forward, I get a commercial here, commercial there, modeling stuff, I don't know. I mean, that's not what I want to do, but I want to get into the acting role. So
yep.
I can get a few auditions here, maybe land a piece. I would be super stoked with life.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
That's me moving forward. And, awesome. And yourself, are you gonna do another podcast in the next year?
My goal is to do one more podcast in 1 year.
I mean, you're flat out with studying. So I mean, it's hard for you to do it now regularly. But
yeah, I'm flat out. Like, you know, even just running those cooking videos, man. By the way, we're going to do one together.
Yes, we do have to do one together. Yes. Me and Jamie have been talking about it for months now. And we know the exact recipe. I don't know whether he wants to put that out there or not. But
when you get back from your next rotation in November,
Let's do it.
We'll make it a plan.
It's my girlfriend's favorite dessert, which she has...
Don't tell them what it is.
Okay. All right.
But we'll do it.
Leaven's price.
We'll do a dessert cook up together, Chef Nate and myself. and go from there.
A couple of martinis.
Oh, we'll have a couple of margaritas, martinis, whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but yeah, sounds good, man. I mean, moving forward, my goals. Obviously, I've just got to finish this commercial license once it's done.
Push through, mate.
Yeah, once it's done, it's a mish. There's not much else going on besides my online work and the cooking videos. But then once it's finished, I'll be heading over to United States, transferring it over to FAA. Mm. And then basically just looking for gigs to get my hours up initially. Yeah, man. That's all I'll tell you guys for the minute.
I was going to ask you where you might be based over there.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I'll be based probably on the East Coast.
Yeah, okay. East Coast. Wow.
Yeah. I like the East Coast way better than the West Coast. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. On the West Coast. I do like California. I like the mountains, and I love Lake Tahoe, and Vegas is awesome, but not a big fan of LA. You know, one place I do like on the West Coast? Seattle.
Yeah, I've never been.
It's really always pretty up there.
I mean, everyone talks about Seattle being just very cultural and very music orientated, and I've never been, man.
Definitely. I've got to go up there again and check it out. Spend some more time up there when I'm not working.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, there's lots in the horizon. But you know, we'll play it by ear, and maybe I should do a couple of podcasts, you know, in the meantime, alone, and just tell people what's going on.
Yeah,
keep an update.
Yeah, I mean. Go for it, mate. If you need another special guest, you let me know.
Yeah, man. We'll run with something. Can always just sit there and just talk some shit.
That's it.
But
I can talk shit.
I can talk shit. Yeah. It was quite funny. You know, I found this photo of myself with. Because I always wanted to be an actor when I was a child as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Alec.
Yeah, there was both of them.
Yeah, right.
And I found a T-shirt which my mum bought me. Hmm. And the T-shirt has Arnold Schwarzenegger's body and my head.
Wow.
It's fucking funny. Because my mum's like, who do you want to be? I'm like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love that guy. Like, you know, I wish I could be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he's amazing, mate. Did you see his latest documentary?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Anyway, well, we better wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for jumping on for a quickie. And we'll go and, you know, enjoy the evening. And We'll catch up again, and I'll keep you guys posted when we do the cook up with Chef Nate. Nate, chuck in your, what's your Instagram so people can
Insta link up? Handles, Nate_post.
Yep. Otherwise, yep. You guys who are following me can find him under my friends list.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look forward to the future. Lots of things happening, mate.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, brother. Thanks so much for coming on.
Cheers, mate.
I'll chat to you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys checking in. I know it's been a long time. Feel free to leave a comment. Chuck me a subscribe. And also, I've got a YouTube channel now. Please go over and subscribe on YouTube. I'm just cooking on there, but feel free. I needed some subscribers on that channel. It's only just beginning. It's a baby channel. Once again, guys, I might check in with you guys and give you an update and see what's going on. There's not too much to update rather than just me studying. Jump on my Instagram. You'll see what I'm up to. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Thanks so much for listening to the Wake Up With Jamie podcast. We appreciate each and every one of our listeners. See you next week. And remember, every person on earth has a story.